And now this is a dictation for Walter Haruska, H-A-R-U-S-K-A, May 1854, addressed as a letter to Dr. Murray, O'Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 463-9360. Dear Dr. Murray, follow up for Mr. Haruska, who has chronic kidney disease. Congestive heart failure, last visit in November, denies hospital admission, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, frequent loose stools, denies blood melanoma. This was a phone visit. He was not able to come to the office, morbid obesity 355, has a right-sided nephrostomy tube, due to be changed June 16, every 3 months, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no fever, abdominal or back pain. Wife participated on this phone interview. Good volume of the urine, use a CPAP machine every night, no oxygen, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, review system done. Medication list review. I will highlight torsemide, Eliquis anticoagulation, beta blockers, diltiazem, potassium replacement, next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 118/81, weight up to 355. He denies edema. He says to be poor mobility, and that causes his weight gain. He needs to be more careful with diet. His speech is very strong without expressive aphasia or evidence of respiratory distress. He's able to finish full sentences. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From February, creatinine was 2, which is baseline. Normal sodium, potassium acid base, albumin calcium, phosphorus, GFR 35 stage 3B, anemia 12.1, PTH mild elevated, normal thyroid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Excuse me, stage 3B, obstructive uropathy, history of bladder cancer, chronic right-sided nephrostomy from hydronephrosis, presently no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood or bleeding, no symptoms of uremia, blood pressure well controlled, no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement, continue potassium replacement, no need for EPO treatment. He needs to be more careful with diet. Continue CPAP machine, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, blood test every 3 months, come back in 6 months.